It is Thursday morning. Time to check in with our friends from Lutheran Senior Services, LSS Living. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
I am well. It's a little soggy out there this morning. You made it in okay, I see.
Oh, we did. We are dry. We are here. The umbrella is out in the car, so hopefully it doesn't rain anymore. Yeah,
that's right. We can send you out with a KFUO umbrella if you need one on the way out.
Oh, so schnazzy. So schnazzy. I love the free swag.
Now, who did you bring with you today?
Today, I'm very excited to have Gary Anderson. Now, Gary, you might have to correct me if I'm wrong, but are you not the Vice President of Clinical Effectiveness and our Chief Nursing Officer?
That is correct, Anne-Marie.
That is the longest title ever, I think.
That's an impressive title.
It goes two lines on his badge. He has to have two lines for his title.
Actually, I have two badges. One just for that. No, just kidding.
That would be funny.
Two badges. Well, yes. So I have brought Gary in with me today because, everyone, we are going back to school this morning.
All right.
Super exciting. And what I mean by that is, so just like when you go to school and you take social studies or science, you receive a grade, you know, kind of a report of how you're doing type thing. And so kind of in our industry, in senior living and senior care, we get kind of a similar thing as well. And so Gary is the definite expert when it comes to talking about CMS ratings. So for those of you listening, if you've ever looked into communities or short stay rehab, or as our other people call it in our industry, nursing facilities, we like to say communities, they are given a grade. And so as you're going out and looking, you might be seeing these stars that are out there and asking, what does that mean? And so Gary is offering a little bit of overview today about what that actually does mean and what you should be asking and what you should be looking for.
So the stars are not like restaurants in Europe, like in France, right? Are they like that? Is this based on dining services?
Well, it is not like the Michelin star rating, but maybe kind of
sort of, or the good housekeeping seal of approval. So
this is far more serious.
Yes.
Very serious. Well, okay. Because it does reflect the care and kind of the standards of quality that that place has. And so, yeah, Gary has some great inside information. So everyone, pull out a piece of paper and a pen. Make sure you're writing this information down. Or, of course, you can always find out more information by going to lssliving.org. But Gary's going to give us a little overview today about five-star reporting from CMS. Great. And so really the first question is, Gary, what is CMS?
Right. So CMS is the acronym for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. And they actually are the ones that own the five-star ratings. And needless to say, it's because a lot of the patients and residents and everyone that comes to these locations for services are probably in some way getting their health care supplemented or paid for through the Medicare system.
So if I remember correctly, then that means that just like when I go to Target and I want to find or Walmart or Home Depot and I want to find a washer and dryer and I look for star ratings, it's kind of similar to that.
Similar in that I think there's a lot of testing that goes on. So it's similar in that way that there are site visits or surveys that are performed at each of these communities to provide that information that you would probably have on a testing of an appliance, as well as there's some consumer input as far as satisfaction scores and things like that.
Helpful. So gathering some response from those who have utilized services.
Right. It does include some satisfaction surveys. And the five-star rating actually has evolved. It was actually developed in 2008. And it was an outcry from some civil groups that said we need some way to measure the care that's being provided in our communities or, as Anne-Marie said, in a nursing facility.
So what other information goes into that makes up that rating?
Right. So the scores actually are predicated on, the survey that I had mentioned, the outcomes, also the staffing and the quality measures that are done. And some of those quality measures are things like, you know, how many falls or incidents occurred that could compromise care.
Is that, in terms of staffing, is that based on the ratio of staff to resident?
That it was the initial, mm-hmm. And so that has also evolved. It eventually came to how many licensed staff are in a location as well. So how many RNs or registered nurses per resident day. And so that, again, is quickly evolving. Even this year, we're adjusting that further where we're now looking at other ancillary staff like therapy time and physician coverage and those types of things.
So when you say that it's a five-star rating, is five-star really good or is one-star really
good? Yeah, so it is. Yeah, what you would assume, I guess, is that five-star is better than a one-star. And I think some of the challenges are, too, is that it's the best we have in the industry now, and that's why I think it's continuing to evolve. But the probably one of the criticisms or weakness of it is that it's always retrospective data. So it is data from anywhere from 6 months to a year ago by the time you actually see those star ratings. And, mm-hmm. and as we all know, it's a very quickly dynamic changing market that there could be some difference in your staffing, for example. Maybe you've had some turnover or you lost some of your registered nurses in the past month, but the star rating is, you know, scored it when they did their survey 6 months ago.
Now, what types of organizations are included in this, you know, that can receive this rating?
Yeah. So it is the post-acute care, which is a short stay rehab environment, are the care centers where you might have more residential or long-term care.
And this is really important personally. So my husband's grandmother, we're thinking of maybe she's currently living here within the St. Louis area. We're thinking of maybe she might be moving to Denver to be closer to my husband's aunt who lives there. And so we're looking at places there. And obviously having a five-star rating system means that we can go online. And actually there's a website that you can go to. It's called nursinghomecompare.org or .com?
.org.
.org. Nursinghomecompare.org. And we can type in a zip code and look at all the things around, and we can pull all those star ratings. So on one hand, we're sitting here in St. Louis. It's really helpful because we can go and say, oh, you know, this one has this many complaints and they kind of failed in these areas, but they're doing really good here, and we can get a brief picture of that. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it is, just like Gary said, that piece of information of that's data that was from 6 months ago or a year ago. So you just kind of have to keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly helpful information, especially since it's so accessible. It's just mm-hmm. available online. What was the website again?
It's nursinghomecompare.org. Mm-hmm. And when you say compare, like, you can click on several and look at them side by side.
Oh, wow.
So
mm-hmm.
that, if you're kind of torn between two locations or three locations for a loved one or even, you know, for someone that you know, it's a very great tool mm-hmm. That kind of gives you a brief snapshot of what that community is rated by in terms of quality.
Well, that's certainly a valuable tool as approaching decisions like this in life, as families are making decisions like that. Very helpful.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Andy, I'd like to add, you know, don't let that be your single point of decision making. There should be other things when you're considering, you know, a long-term care, quote unquote, community or facility, as well as your short-term rehab or your post-acute care stay. You know, there are other things. Again, it's the best we have right now, but mm-hmm. I would encourage our students for today, I would encourage them to also learn, you know, like how much is the physician available? Is a physician only available a couple days a week, or are they available 5 or 6 days a week? Are they available by phone 24/7? Do they have any other support services, maybe a nurse practitioner that, or a wound nurse, or, you know, somebody that's special, that has a specialty in taking care of post-surgical wounds and incisions and those types of things as well. So those things, I think, will eventually end up showing up in these five-star ratings. But there are questions that I would encourage everyone to go and ask before making a final decision.
And when Gary says go and ask, you can always go and ask for a tour or to speak to someone. And that we would definitely encourage you to do, because that'll give you kind of an on-the-ground look at what is this place like. If
sure.
I'm going to live there, if I'm going to be here for short-stay rehab because I'm going to have a hip replacement soon, you're going to want to check it out first and see what it's like and talk to people. So on one hand, there's the making sure that their quality is up and that, you know, you look at their rating and see what it's like. But there's a two-part prong in that I think you definitely do need to go and check it out and see for yourself and ask the questions that Gary just mentioned, because that will help you make an informed decision and be an informed consumer.
And that's important. Much like when, you know, in a different chapter in life, when we're looking at colleges and universities, that's the number one thing that colleges encourage too. Come visit the campus and see what the life on campus is like. Get to meet some of the faculty, other students, learn what their experience has been so you can make an informed decision as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. So, I mean, not to use this moment to like brag or anything, but I just want to also throw it out there that all of our St. Louis metro communities have either 4 or 5 stars. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do that and drop the mic and walk out.
Now, Gary, what does that mean for LSS communities to have that rating? That takes a lot of work, I'm sure, to maintain that.
It does. And again, I think, you know, the quality is definitely, this is what we're trying to, you know, are our outcomes, are we going to have better outcomes than expected? And so thus more stars. But I think it shows the commitment to your staffing and how you want to make sure that you have a good ratio of licensed staff and non-licensed staff that's appropriate for the level of care that's needed and required. I think where we leverage some of our resources is around the medication administration, because some of those things are considered. Are there a lot of antipsychotic drugs used? Are there other types of antidepressants used? And we avoid those, to the extent possible. So there's a big effort that it's sometimes easier to prescribe a pill than to take the time and effort to work with a resident so that they don't need medication and to work around those issues. Those things all enhance those star ratings.
What is, and I'm sure, as you mentioned, staffing is important. What's important to you when it comes to staffing LSS communities?
Yeah. So we've made a huge investment in our staffing. We want to make sure that our caregivers have the time to spend with the residents as well as with our guests that come to us for our short stay rehab. And that's beyond just the nursing staff. It also includes our therapy staff. We make sure that we have the appropriate number of licensed physical therapists and physical therapy assistants, speech therapy, occupational therapy. So it's a really dynamic staff. And then you can't forget the spiritual side, is that we make sure that we look at the resident and the guest as a whole. So we have chaplaincy, we have social workers. So it does go beyond just what the CMS or 5-star rating is that we put a lot of effort at making sure that this is going to be a comprehensive service for all of our guests and residents.
So beyond looking at the factors that the CMS rating looks at, looking at factors that really affect the whole person.
Exactly. Exactly.
And viewing people as whole people.
That's
important.
It's very important. and to make sure that we're developing a plan of care for them that is going to either return them to their prior level of living or at least not let them deteriorate any further than they had been.
And all this really comes back to our mission of older adults living life to the fullest. And so we've got great people like Gary who oversee kind of our from the clinical area. But that's why we have staff members that are focused on this, because we believe it's really important and we believe that we can make an impact within that area. So older adults living life to the fullest, and really our CMS ratings and how we care for those who come to an LSS community, whether that's for short stay rehab or again for those higher levels of care or for really anywhere within our communities. That's why it's so important to us.
Clinical Vice President of Clinical Effectiveness. Mm-hmm. That's a unique title.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a concept that we've deployed at LSS because, one, we want to make sure that we're not working in silos. We want to make sure our clinical and our clinicians are working as a team. So in many ways, our physician leadership and our medical directors are at the table having the same discussions about plan of care as our nurses and our therapists and our social workers and everyone. So we want to make sure that we're being effective. and that we're just not going through the motions of mm-hmm. delivering care. You know, what are evidence-based practices that we're going to deploy that really do demonstrate a positive outcome?
So professional siloed mm-hmm. care mm-hmm. is not nearly as effective as a team approach. When you have all these professionals working together as a team, there's some there's consistency, it sounds like, across the team's approach in terms of providing care and what as you pointed out, therapy, things like that mm-hmm. that are not only going to maintain but perhaps even improve quality of life for residents.
Right. Yeah, I like to refer to it as the vertically integrated team, and to kind of go back for our lesson for today is that it's really when we get our surveys from CMS or from a state, from the Department of Health, when they come in and they see that team work together, it thus has a downstream effect on how we're going to be scored on our quality measures.
Well, that makes sense. When you have a strong team, when other people on the team can understand, that doesn't mean that everybody is trying to do everybody else's job, but that their jobs are working together harmoniously.
Yes.
In order to carry out whatever it is that their strength is, whatever their skill set is.
This is true. Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, we have just about 2 minutes left. Any special events, anything coming up, Anne Marie, before we wrap up today?
Well, I know the most important thing is something that you guys here at KFU are involved in, which is tomorrow, Friday, October 21st and October 22nd at Hidden Gems Resale. They're having their fall festival. You guys are going to be there
tomorrow.
I'm
excited, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great.
1 o'clock tomorrow.
1 o'clock tomorrow. So everyone, Hidden Gems, it's off of Watson Road. Make sure that you stop by. They've got amazing things there. So check that out. But we're really excited about that fall festival. And like I highlighted last year, we're still in our banquet season here at LSS where we recognize employees and all that they do. So again, if you know someone who works at a Lutheran Senior Services community or location, of course, you can always tell them, you know, awesome job and way to go. I know that you're making an impact. But especially during this season, we want to highlight all the good work that they do.
Now, if I remember correctly, our live broadcast at Hidden Gems in the past was, that might have been the first time that we met Anne-Marie, that KFUO met Anne-Marie.
Yeah,
and you saw our staff going crazy, buying all kinds of stuff there.
Oh, they have so much stuff there. And here's the greatest part about Hidden Gems is the fact that all, you know, what they earn from, you know, people who come in and buy some of their great things that they have there is it goes to support benevolent care at LSS. So again, that's for residents who have outlived their financial means really through no fault of their own. So that's a great ministry that we have. So when you go and shop, you're supporting the lives of older adults. So definitely come out anytime, but especially if you've got a little bit of free time Friday and Saturday. I think on Saturday, if I remember, there's going to be a balloon guy there, so you don't want to miss out.
Well, very good. It'll be a lot of fun starting tomorrow, and we'll be there. KFUO will be there at 1 o'clock, and we'll be broadcasting live. You can listen. If you can't make it, you can listen, but certainly come check it out if you can. Anne-Marie, thanks so much for coming in today. Gary, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.